We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Well, all right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday, Valentine's Day 2025. We come to you live and direct from the sweetheart gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, home base. And, of course, this is the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard and the YouTube South Point Studio Streaming Network. We welcome you to the show. Welcome all of the folks out there running around town this morning, listening to us on our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And of course, all of the websites that we have, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google Phone. Yeah, those devices are covered by your apps. Go to your app store and get it. You can get the KSHP app, so you can hear us through the radio station and the YouTube app, of course, that you can see and hear us through the YouTube app as well. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We're all over the podcasting world, too. So we welcome you to the Race Day Show for this Valentine's Day Friday, no matter where you're at, however, wherever, whenever you get us. Welcome to the show. Well, what a difference a day makes as far as the weather is concerned. Yesterday, here in Las Vegas, it rained, and it rained all day long into the night. The rain wasn't heavy, but it was steady. But we got really heavy rain about an hour. in a lot of the neighborhoods. It came down really hard in about an hour, but then most of it was just the rain that was moving through. Finally cleared up in the wee hours of the morning. So right now, it is 51 degrees outside here in Las Vegas. We're only going to get up 10 more degrees to top off at the top, or 61 degrees today. So that's the span of temperatures right now for today. It's damp outside, but it's drying up now because the wind is whipping through now. We got the wind rolling through, so it's going to dry up. The streets are already dry and ready to go. And as far as here in Las Vegas, we did need the rain. It had been 214 days without any rainfall here in Las Vegas until yesterday. But we got a nice steady rain yesterday. That was the front that went through Los Angeles the day before. If you remember, we were talking to John Lindo, and he said the rain came through. Well, they made it through. They made it through Las Vegas, and now they're on their way to the East Coast, and it's going to turn into colder weather, where cold rain, ice, and snow is getting ready for the eastern part of the U.S. of A. So we'll wait and see about that. But that front has gone through here now. And so here in Las Vegas, looks like we're going to have this type of weather just drying out in the between the mid and low 40s overnight and into the low and mid 60s for the daytimes. And we'll get a little bit warmer up getting into the rest of the week. But for those of you coming out here to Las Vegas, maybe to enjoy a little bit of a Valentine's Day holiday here in Las Vegas, that's going to be the parameters of what you got to deal with here in Vegas. But remember, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race and sports book here. So happy Valentine's Day to all you sweethearts out there, by the way. And we know that there's going to be a big run on chocolate candy, flowers, and whatnot today. So keep that in mind. All right. I don't know if we talked about this the other day, but Santa Anita, believe it or not, with the way we were talking about some of the canceled races and some of the races that had a lot of late scratches and short fields and all that through Santa Anita's first period of their racing season, believe it or not, the handle has been good, so much so that Santa Anita is going to be increasing their purses there at the Santa Anita racetrack. They're going to be increasing their purses there in the next condition book. So that's kind of good news. The final tally on the Super Bowl here in Las Vegas, how about, well, they got 126 million viewers, the highest in viewership for any Super Bowl. But here in Las Vegas, because of the way the game turned out, etc., the sports books had a banner day. They had a record win of $22.1 million. $22.1 million of win, the win money that they won from the players here in Las Vegas. 186 books in the state of Nevada raked in $22.1 million of winnings over the Super Bowl. So it was a successful Super Bowl money-wise, a little bit less in attendance, because remember, we're going against the record of a year before where we had the Super Bowl here in Las Vegas. So it, but it was really good. Those were good numbers for the books here. All right, now, of course, as you know, today, 9 a.m. Pacific time, we'll start out with the Kentucky Derby Future Book, another Kentucky Derby Future Book here for the Parimutuel. Remember, this is Parimutuel, which means that it starts at 9 a.m. Pacific time here. That pool will stay open for wagering until Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So it goes from 9 a.m. today to 3 p.m. Pacific time, and the odds will fluctuate in that pool time because it's Parimutuel. It's not like the fixed odds when you walk up to the window, like say at 9:01 today, and if you were going to fixed odds, whatever the number says on the board at the time your ticket is purchased is the time you is the ticket, the odds that you lock in. That's not the case with the Parimutuel. The odds will be fluctuating as the money comes in for the period of time in the pool until it closes at 3 p.m. on Sunday. When it closes at 3 p.m. on Sunday, they will post the final odds, and that is what your ticket would represent for your horse. Okay, remember that. As far as the horses in the Kentucky Derby Future Book offering, there are 39 individual horses, and then number 40 is going to be all the other ones. But you have Barnes, Bullet, Burnham Square, Captain Cook, Chance McGregor, or McPatrick, I should say, Chance McPatrick, Citizen Bull, I'm doing this in alphabetical order, Coal Battles, Cyclone Stats, Disco Time, East Avenue, by the way, that goes on the big race tomorrow at the fairgrounds, will be going in the Risen Star, East Avenue. Then you have Ferocious. They say the Ferocious might come back in either the Fountain of Youth or the Florida Derby, even after that lackluster race in his last race in Florida at Gulfstream. They said, he came out fine, and they're going to continue to pursue with him. I've cut the cord with Ferocious. Anyhow, First Resort, then you got Gaming, Gate to Wire, Getaway Car. Getaway Car goes this weekend in the Derby at Sunland Park. Sunland Park Derby, Getaway Car, which is a Bob Baffert trainee, will go in that race. He's a part of the Future Book pool. Grande, Hypernus, Innovator, John Hancock, Jonathan's Way, Journalism, Keep It Easy, Legitimate, Patches Adams, Parador, Poster, Rapture, River Thomas, Rodriguez, one of the Bob Baffert trainees, San Sabah, Sand Devil, Sand Man, Sacred Silver, Sovereignty, Speed King, Tapper Street, Tip Top Thomas, Tiz-tastic, Basimo, and then all the others will be after that. Those are the 39 individual horses, and all others will be represented by ticket number 40 there. And all others will probably be the favorite because you're clumping every other horse that is mentioned in the first 39 as a horse that is represented on that ticket for the Kentucky Derby. But the other 39, as far as the individual horses, Citizen Bull, I think, is going to be the individual favorite at 6-1. It'll be 6-1 favorite in the Kentucky Derby. And again, that pool opens at 9:00 this morning Pacific time. All righty. Now, of course, as you know, we've got the Risen Star and the Sunland Park Derby, two races that hold Kentucky Derby Future Book points that are going to be happening this weekend. Big racing card tomorrow at the fairgrounds. You've got six stakes races there, a couple of grade twos, a couple of grade threes of the six. And, of course, the Risen Star for the Kentucky Derby prospects and the Rachel Alexander for the Kentucky Oaks that will also hold Kentucky Oaks points. And, by the way, the two races at the fairgrounds will be the Kentucky Derby points will be upped to 50 points. There'll be 50 points available on the line for the Risen Star and the Rachel Alexander for the Oaks. And as far as Sunland Park on Sunday, they have six stakes races there that will be highlighted by the Sunland Park Derby and the Sunland Park Oaks. Bob Baffert has sent horses for both the Derby and the Oaks at Sunland Park on Sunday. And those races will be 20 points. There'll be 20 leaderboard points for each one of those in those races on Sunday at Summerlin. Now, as far as the weather is concerned around the country, right now, that as we say, that front has moved. It's over Arizona now and is going to move towards the East Coast. I understand that most of the East Coast is clear but cold right now. And as far as racing in Florida today in Miami, it looks pretty good there. Miami's going to be 81 degrees today, so Gulfstream Park ought to have a pretty good card there. It's going to be also 81 at Tampa Bay. In New York, as far as New York is concerned, at the racetrack at Aqueduct, it's going to be sunny and 36 degrees. So it's going to be, clear but cold there at Aqueduct. Chicago is not even going to get out of the deep freeze. Their high today is going to be 27 in Chicago. Phoenix, Arizona, 71. Southern California, 60. We're going to wait about to see how the track conditions will be playing at Santa Anita today. So far, no cancellations. We got no cancellations around the country today as far as our racing menu is concerned. And as you know, there was plenty of rain that went through Southern California the last couple of days. But so far, so good. We got our fingers crossed. They're still going to race there today. There will probably be no turf racing, though, at Santa Anita. Temperature should be around 60 degrees there with a little bit of sprinkles maybe left in Southern California. As far as here in Las Vegas, as I say, it's sunny out now, but we do have clouds around. We got some of the lingering clouds going as it's moving through here. But right now it's 57 degrees outside here in Las Vegas. Want to remind you that, of course, today is Valentine's Day, one holiday. There'll be another holiday on Monday, and that is President's Day. And on President's Day, Monday, there will be holiday racing four racetracks that do not normally run on Monday. But here are the four tracks that will be running a special holiday President's Day card. They are Aqueduct, Fairgrounds, Oaklawn Park, and Santa Anita. They will be, in addition to the regular Monday tracks, running on this President's Day Monday. We will not have a race day Monday show. We're going to keep our regular schedule. We're not going to have racing on Monday, a show here. There will be racing on President's Day. And remember that the race day handicappers, Jonathan Ardoon, John Lindo, Rich Eng, and Jerry J, will have their handicapping sheets for the Monday cards at those tracks, the tracks that they cover, Aqueduct, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita for Jonathan, and of course Santa Anita for John Lindo and Rich Eng, and both Aqueduct and Santa Anita for Jerry J. They will have Monday holiday racing sheets available, handicapping sheets at their websites, but we will not have a show on Monday. Maybe, just maybe, I'll ask our handicappers to email me or text me some picks for you on Monday, and we'll put it on our Twitter account or our X account now, the X website. And I'll ask them throughout the weekend if they'll do that for us, and I'll put it out for you, okay? Rich Eng, of course, now looking at college basketball. The next big sporting event on tap here in Las Vegas will be March Madness, the big March Madness NCAA basketball tournament. And so with Richie successful in the NFL this year, by the way, and his pick and win in the Super Bowl, is turning the page now and starting to study and get us ready for the college basketball season that is well underway now. He's got future book tickets for March Madness and the NCAA title with some college basketball games, basketball teams already for the tournament. He gave us, he purchased four of them, and yesterday he gave us one of them, St. John's, to win the title. Today he has another team for us, as well as a selection at Santa Anita. So we'll get that going for sure. Taking a look at the results from yesterday at Aqueduct, Jose Lascano, Manny Franco both had a couple of victories apiece. Lascano teamed up with Linda Rice in the second race, paid $4.30, and then he came back in the fourth race for a $12.80 winner. As far as Manny Franco is concerned, Franco had his first winner for Dick Dutrow in the third race, paying $4.90. That was Jerry J's pick on the show, Eric from Miami, who won that race. That was Jonathan Ardoon. I take that back. I don't want Jonathan jumping through the screen here. That was Jonathan Hardoon's play for us. Eric from Miami. As soon as I heard Eric from Miami, I knew it was Jonathan. Jonathan's pick, Eric from Miami, won the third race for us. Manny Franco aboard paying $4.90 after the 4-1 morning line. So he got bet down in that race but won it. Thank you, Jonathan, for that. As far as Lascano, as I said, had won two of the first four races. And Manny Franco, his second win came in the sixth race, aboard a Chris Engelhardt trainee, paying $7.30. And for the most part, that was the run yesterday at Aqueduct. Pick six paid a little bit over $1,800, $1,874.50 to be exact, there at Aqueduct yesterday. As far as Gulfstream Park yesterday, several jockeys had a couple of wins. As a matter of fact, Tyler Gaffleone won the first two races. First race paying $2.80 is the big prohibitive favorite there. But he came back with a long shot in the second race. That horse paid $21. So Gaffleone wins the first two races in the early double yesterday at Gulfstream. Then Irad Ortiz Jr. decided to come back with back-to-back wins. He won the third race at $4 even for trainer Safi Joseph Jr. and came back in the fourth race with Safi Joseph Jr.'s second win of the day. They teamed up to win back-to-back wins. IRED won the second race for make it the fourth race for Safi, paying $3 even. So Safi Joseph Jr., IRED Ortiz Jr., teamed up to win back-to-back races yesterday at Aqueduct. Javier Castellano decided to do the same in the sixth race. He won back-to-back. He won the sixth race paying $6.80 and came back in the seventh race and paid $11.60. So jockeys were winning them in pairs yesterday at Gulfstream Park. Pick six paid a little bit, was $918.02 there for the pick six, the jackpot at Gulfstream. But the jackpot continues at Gulfstream Park. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break. Then we're going to come back with the racing menu for you today. We got Jonathan Nardoon standing by, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry Jackwood yet to go. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Valentine's Day race day show. And don't forget to get to YouTube and start chatting on the chat box by simply, all you got to do is subscribe if you haven't already. It's free. And once you subscribe on the website page for race day, you can start chatting away on the chat board, and it has been busy. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, and want to remind everybody, we just got the track conditions in for Aqueduct. Aqueduct is, the track conditions have been updated to good. The racetrack will start out in good condition, been labeled good. Sunny, 36 degrees, and good at Aqueduct today. Alrighty, and now we'll go to the racing menu for you, reminding you, as we always do, that the racing menu we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times that roll out in our books today, in the book right here behind me. And if you're in the Pacific time zone, these are your first post times. However, we know that we go around the world on all of our different platforms, so we're in a lot of different time zones. So wherever you're at, if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust from your time zone to the Pacific time zone. This way you won't miss anything. Don't want you to miss anything. Don't want you to miss an opportunity of making a bet. Remind it that the first post times are Pacific. And like I said, don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. Laurel Park starts off the racing menu. Laurel Park has 9 races today. And their first post time is at 9:10 at Laurel. Gulfstream Park has 9 races today. Gulfstream Park's first post time is at 9:20. That pick six jackpot carryover is mounting up, and there will be a mandatory payoff coming up soon. The pick six jackpot carryover, however, today stands at $459,655. $459,655 in the pick six jackpot today at Gulfstream. You got 9 races there and a first post time of 9:20. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races. They got a couple of carryovers. They got a super high five carryover at Tampa Bay Downs of $2,060. And then their pick six jackpot carryover, $47,257. 9 races today at Tampa Bay. First post time is at 9:40. Then we go to Aqueduct, the Big A in New York. You already know the track conditions there today at Aqueduct. They have 8 races today at the Big A. And a first post time of 10:10 at Aqueduct today for an 8-race card. Oak Lawn Park is next. They get in underway in racing this week. Oak Lawn Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 10:30 at Oak Lawn Park. the fairgrounds, setting up for a big day of racing tomorrow. Today they have 8 races at the fairgrounds and a first post time at fairgrounds of 10:45 at the fairgrounds. Sunland Park has all quarter horse racing today. 9 quarter horse races today at Sunland Park. First post time is 11:25 at Sunland Park today. Then we kick in at Santa Anita. Remember, Santa Anita has a 4-day race week this week. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and a special Monday card for President's Day. Santa Anita has 8 races today. Their first post time is at 12:30 at Santa Anita. Santa Anita's 8 race card set at 12:30 today. All right, Penn National has 10 races. Penn National's first post time for 10 races today is set at 2:45 at Penn National. Delta Downs has 10 races, and their first post time is at 2:50. They're 5 minutes later at 2:50. And then 5 minutes after that, Turfway Park gets underway with their 10 race card and full fields, still full fields at Turfway Park. Turfway Park has a first post time at 2:55 today. And then we will wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown has a first post time today of 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. And that is the racing menu for your Valentine's Day Friday. And now we're going to go out to one of the sweetheart handicappers that we have on the show, Jonathan Hardoon, with a nice win for a little bit of chocolate Valentine candy yesterday. Jonathan, can't buy a big box. Sure. We can't buy a big box, but we can buy a small box with it. Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Big scratch tomorrow out of the Risen Star, Jonathan Zway, who was the second choice, I guess, is coming out. They didn't like his blood count, so Phil Bauer is opting for another race down the road. So that's a big scratch.
Yes, it is. And, of course, keep that in mind, folks, with the Kentucky Derby Future Book bets coming up that starts at 9 o'clock, because he's one of the individual ones there. But it's not anything like, it's not an injury that's taking him off.
No, it's not a career-ending injury. It's not even an injury that's going to take him off the Derby trail. It was just the blood swore up or something, whatever that means. So he's scratching.
Well, we know for sure that around the country we got the flu bug that's going. And as a matter of fact, the flu bug hit one of our staff here today. So we got the flu bug going on. And, of course, all that, bird flu stuff going on, so maybe he was reacting to something like that.
Yeah, had a bad egg, I guess. Something went wrong.
His scrambled eggs weren't that good, that's for sure.
You could afford them anymore, but yes.
Yes, correct. Yes, that's for sure. Hey, the racehorses are treated very well, and you know that, my man. Well, that'll change a little bit of the complexion of the race, but I don't think it's going to change too much of the way the race will be run.
No, the only difference is if you wanted to play against them, well, there's a short-priced horse that's coming out. So, you know, from a gambling point of view, again, if you wanted to play him, I guess you're lucky that he scratched because he probably wouldn't have run well. And the same way, if you wanted to play against them, well, now you're losing a 4-to-1 shot that you wanted to play against. So it's going to have some effect, obviously.
It will be, but, you know, the Risen Star is a big field at that. I mean, there were 13 horses in the race, and Jonathan's Way would have broken from post two, so everybody moves in one. And he was the 4-to-1. He was 4-to-1 in one of the favorites, but we're still looking at the comeback of East Avenue. And a lot of people are just, and as they should, I think, discounting his performance in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, because this horse was wiped out at the start. And he had a big race before that at Keeneland in the Breeders' Futurity there. So I think what they're looking at is the East Avenue bouncing back, an offspring of Medaglia d'Oro. And Tyler Gaffleon and Brandon Walsh have been teaming up to win a lot of races recently, for sure, especially at Gulfstream.
Yeah, well, they've always done well together, and you're 100% right. You must draw a line through the race at in the Breeders' Cup. He was totally eliminated at the start, which left the Baffert horse loose on the lead, being chased by another Baffert horse. So anyway, you draw a line through East Avenue's race for sure in the Breeders' Cup, and hopefully he'll bounce back with a good effort today.
Now, what is his running style? Do you remember how his running style is?
Well, he likes to be forwardly placed, that's for sure. I mean, you know, his previous two starts before the Breeders' Cup races, he went wire to wire in both of those races. So not saying he can't pass horses, but his two wins were both on the lead. So,
you know, and I want to, you know, caution people out there sometimes, like, for example, Citizen Bull.
Bull.
Right now, you know, he went to the lead and won his three-year-old debut rather easily. And a lot of times these horses that go gate to wire because there's really nobody else in the field that has the kind of speed they have and leaves the gate as well as they do. That doesn't mean that their MO is, you know, front runner. It just means that in those particular races, in those particular situations, that they got the lead and they got a lead easily and just went on with it. As you know, most of the time when they interview jockeys now, they'll say, well, what's your game plan? And most of them will say, well, we're going to play the break. And what they mean by playing the break is how their horse breaks and how the other horses break to get your horse in an early, easy, comfortable rhythm without pulling too much or getting, you know, too wound up. And so you have to keep that in mind, I think, don't you?
Absolutely, especially with young horses, Ralph. I mean, you know, what does one race mean? It doesn't mean anything. Today you go wire to wire. Tomorrow you sit off the pace. They don't have any established running styles for the most part, not early on. I mean, there are some horses, you know, that you remember even from last year, the Phantom. You know that Phantom horse, Track Phantom. He had one way of going, the lead.
Yeah.
And then they decided to rate him. It was either him or Doorknock, where they decided to change his running style, if you remember, and it didn't work out.
Didn't work out, no. I think it was Doorknock. It didn't work out.
Right. They decided, well, we're going to take off the pace today. Okay.
But yet Doorknock did come back later on and just went back to his usual style and won a race, so. Yeah, we have to keep that in mind, that just because they're on the lead doesn't mean that there are horses that have a penchant for the lead, especially, as you say, in the early part of their careers, they're still trying to figure it out. When we talk about those type of things, running styles and track conditions, I remember yesterday I was talking to you and Jerry, and both of you guys said on a sloppy track that you got to watch out for speed in the race. Well, what happened yesterday at Aqueduct that I witnessed, and I want to see if what I witnessed is something that you did too, because you guys are mostly, you know, you guys are have the, you know, a lot of input.
Paying attention.
Yeah. I mean, you have a lot of input into how the races are run because you do your numbers and you've seen so many of them. But yesterday, the speed was out there, but when they hit the head of the stretch at Aqueduct to the finish line along the home stretch, those horses that were on the lead that stayed down on the inside, took the inside path, were all passed. It looked like the inside was not a place to be yesterday. I saw two horses trying to make a move inside as well, got to the top of the stretch and was like within a half a length of the leader, and they crapped out too. You had to be, it looked like you had to be in the middle of the stretch, in the middle of the home stretch to get any traction yesterday.
Well, the track was wet, so maybe it was draining towards the inside because the track is always banked, so the water's going to naturally, you know, roll towards the rail.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, yesterday it looked like the inside was not the place to be. It looked like it was much heavier. There were horses, like you said, that looked like they were in quicksand. They were making a move, and all of a sudden they just flattened out. You had to stay in the middle of the track. Speed was fine, but you couldn't be on the inside. You wanted to be in the 3, 4, or 5 pit.
And I noticed towards the end of the day that the jockeys that were, you know, they were, you know, taking the turn, and naturally you want to save ground, so they took the turn, they stayed on the inside. Towards the end of the day, the leaders were kind of drifting to the middle of the track by the time they got to the home stretch because the smart jockeys.
They saw what we saw.
Yeah, they were figuring it out, that's for sure. All right, well, we had a winner yesterday, Jonathan. The horse got bet down, but, you know, a win is better than a long face. And so.
Absolutely. We can't control, you know, when these horses get hammered, but we do the best we can. First of our three radio plays, Ralph, comes in Aqueduct 7th race today. And this is 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Agalos the Great, the 4-year-old gelding from the red hot George Weaver barn. Manny Franco aboard to ride. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 4, Agalos the Great, to win today's 7th race out at Aqueduct.
And in that seventh race, we do have one late scratch. That's the two-horse Marachi. Unfortunately, that horse was 8-5 on the morning line. So we're going to get a little bit lesser, I think, on the line here with Agalos the Great. But we want a winner. So Agalos the Great, Manny Franco aboard in that seventh race at Aqueduct is the play there. All right, that gets us Aqueduct. Now where are we going next?
We're going to Gulfstream. By the way, tomorrow, mandatory payout in their pick six if it doesn't go down today. So tomorrow they will have the mandatory payout, from what I understand.
All right, we're going to have a Gulfstream?
Yes.
Okay. I got to tell you, we'll go to Gulfstream.
You have a different?
No.
You have a different report?
No. We're going to go to Gulfstream next. I just got to grab my sheet. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's look at the seventh race today. And the number three horse in here, Bring Me a Check. This is an 8-year-old gelding from the Mike Maker barn. You can absolutely draw a line through his last race. First of all, he was breaking from the 12 post going a mile and a half. He wanted no part of the mile and a half, and he wanted less part of the 12 post. Today, Tyler Gaffalione climbs aboard. His previous four races, all good enough to win here. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Number three, Bring Me a Check, wins today, seventh race out at Gulfstream.
All right, seventh race at Gulfstream. Number three, Bring Me a Check. Well, we don't want a check. We want cash out of this. So we want the three horse to win the seventh race. Gaffalione aboard in the seventh race, number three, at Gulfstream Park. And like you said, the mandatory is Sunday or Saturday. I think it's Saturday.
Tomorrow,
yeah. Tomorrow. So if the jackpot doesn't get hit today, it'll be mandatory tomorrow, which means there will be no jackpot provision. It'll just be the best tickets doing it tomorrow. But you still got to get away with today, because I know a lot of guys play into it a little heavier on the day before a mandatory, trying to circumvent the mandatory.
Yeah.
All right, where are we going next?
All right, we avoided Santa Anita today because of the weather, and we just didn't think it was fair to give out a horse without knowing exactly how the track is. So we're going to go to Oaklawn and look at race number seven, and I like the number two horse in here, Keen Cat. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the Randy Morse barn. Steady and consistent, fires every time, draws an inside post. Francesco Arrieta aboard to ride, 9-2 on the morning line. Number two, Keen Cat, wins today's seventh race out at Oaklawn.
All right, in the seventh race at Oaklawn Park today, number two, Keen Cat. The two in the seventh race at Oaklawn is Jonathan's pick for us. He gave us three picks, avoided Santa Anita, but he does have a Santa Anita sheet, folks. You have a Santa Anita handicapping sheet, and Oaklawn, Gulfstream, and Aqueduct. So you got four racetracks covered today on your website.
We need a timeout. John Lindo just texted me that Bring Me a Check is scratched. Ralph, I've been getting scratched horses today.
Well,
let's go to golf.
Okay, all right. We got an audible going on here, folks. We
thank John Lindo if the horse wins, but don't blame me if the loses.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Just in case, number three, Bring Me a Check in the seventh race is actually scratched.
John Lindo texted me, he's scratched, and he's really scratched.
Okay.
So let's look at the eighth race today at Gulfstream. 5.5 furlongs on Tapita, and I like the number three horse in here, Any Moment. The three-year-old filly from the Eddie Plesa barn, Edgar Zayas aboard to ride, 6-1 on the morning line. Number three, Any Moment, wins today's eighth race out at Gulfstream Park. Thank you, John Lindo.
And as a matter of fact, folks, appropriately named horse, because we get the late changes and late news on the race day show. Any Moment, we're on the air. So in the eighth race, number three, Any Moment is now the audible play. The eighth race, number three, Any Moment at Gulfstream Park. And again, he has four sheets available for you today. He's got Gulfstream, Aqueduct, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. Happy Valentine's Day to you and all the listeners as well.
And you better take care of the better half of the entry today, man.
Done already. Thank you, Ralph.
All right. You got it, my man. I'm always looking out for her. Anyhow, we will be right back with Rich Eng, so don't go away.
Here we are in Houston.
opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Valentine's Day. Let's go out to Rich Eng, standing by. I want to wish you and, of course, Sandy a happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, thank you, Ralphie. Good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And I'll start my segment by saying that Valentine's Day, Ralph, is our wedding anniversary. We were married on Valentine's Day, 1991, 34 years ago.
34 years. Wow. I don't believe I have ties that old.
Well, Ralph, you know Sandy very well, and she's the love of my life, and it's amazing. A marriage is a roller coaster. It's ups and downs, but we've hung in there, and we've had a great life together.
You certainly have, and that you're very fortunate there, so you make sure you take care of her. By the way, we are looking for, you said you were going to have four different future book plays for college yep. basketball in the NCAA tournament. And people ask me, well, he's got four. He's going to lose three of them for sure. The key is looking for value. If you're getting big enough price on each one of them, it doesn't matter which one wins. You're going to make money. You're going to make a lot. So you gave us St. John's yesterday. I know you have another one for us today.
Yeah, I got St. John's at 60-1. And if you remember, Ralph, I have had the last two NCAA championship title winners in my pocket. In fact, if you look at my hat, it's a Husky. It's from the University of Connecticut. Yeah. I bought this hat 2 years ago when UConn won the title, and I had a ticket at 40-1, mm-hmm. and then I had them last year again at 16-1. So I did not buy UConn this year. They're rebuilding. But the team that I have in my pocket is also 16-1. It's a horse called Horse. It's a team called Iowa State, the Iowa State Cyclones. When I bought them, Ralph, they were ranked number 5 in the country. They've lost a few games since, so I think 16-1 is still out there. But they play great defense. The coach at Iowa State was a coach at UNLV for like a year before he left and went back. I think this is his alma mater. But this is a very veteran-led ball club, great defense. We'll see what happens in the tournament, see what their final ranking is. But right now I saw on Joe Lunardi, Ralph, they're listed as a 3 seed, which would be pretty darn good to get 16-1 on a 3 seed. Iowa State Cyclones.
All right, that's the second of the four. We'll continue through the weekend with the other two. And you have a sheet for horse racing today, the Santa Anita sheet at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. So what are we doing now for a horse?
Well, hopefully they run today and at Santa Anita and Arcadia. Race number 4, Ralph, is a mile on the main track, maiden special. And the race has a lot of speed and early speed types. I thought I'd go for a horse that would sit a trip and come running on late. That's the number 5, Bee Haven, 4-1 with Flavion Pratt. And we all know what Flavion Pratt is, champion jockey. I think we'll sit a nice trip, come running late. Number five, Behave in race four.
All right, fourth race, it is part of the early pick four and early pick five, and part of the pick six as well, a pivotal race with only eight races today at Santa Anita. In the fourth race, you like the five, Behaven. The five, Behaven, with Flavion Pratt aboard, is your play in the fourth race. Don't forget, a full sheet at Santa Anita available today at racedaylasvegas.com. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll let you go, and take care of Sandy.
Will do, Ralph. Thanks. Good luck.
All righty. When we come back, we'll wrap up this Valentine's show with a couple of sweethearts of our own as well, John Lendo and Jerry J. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Reno, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex.
We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after two games.
Who's we?
Look at me. Yeah. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the Dogs Colts. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bump.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FM. And join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific with the ultimate blend of joke, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, we're wrapping up this Valentine's Day Race Day Show by going to John Lendo in Southern California. John, good. They were smart enough not to run write any turf races today at Santa Anita. And so what's the latest there from Southern California? Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Yeah, they and you know they, there was no workouts again on the main track today for the third straight day. They are working on the training track today. I was told by the racing secretary yesterday, Jason Egan, that if the rain cleared out this morning like it's starting to do now, and that, as was predicted, they would be good to go to run today. So I'm assuming we're going to run. I would assume the main track would be good if they cut it open. If they have to leave it floated, it would be probably be wet fast, but. Either way, I think we're okay because it's not raining down here where I live in Carlsbad anymore. So, and it's just supposed to clear throughout the day. So we should be on the other side of the storm now.
John, all I can say is one thing I can say for sure, John, is the fact that you said wet. It'll be wet and sealed. Do they have any labeling anymore of sloppy? You know, when it's sealed sloppy, or is it just sealed wet now? They call it.
It would take a lot of rain while we're racing to make a track sloppy, and we just haven't been racing under those kind of conditions anymore. So I think it's still there, but I haven't seen it used in a while.
Okay. So we're going to assume that if we see it cut open, it means that it's in better shape, really, right?
Well, that means, first of all, there's not going to be any more rain, yeah. And they can do it safely, and they don't have to protect it from more rain. So that would be a good sign.
All right, now, one thing to take a look at if you're watching the program and trainers, Peter Miller, of course, has got that 15-day suspension coming for a violation, and his horses will run, but they'll be running under the assistant trainer's name, right?
Right. If you see the name of trainer Ruben Alvarado, that is Peter Miller's assistant. You'll see his name not only here in California, but Peter Miller has a string down at Oaklawn Park. So if you see his name down there, those are the Peter Miller horses. They'll be under his name, Ruben's name, till February the 22nd.
All right. Well, time to get the jockey trainer standings. First day of the week at Santa Anita.
Well, Juan Hernandez is your leading rider right now. He's got 28 wins. Flavion Pratt's got 27. And Humberto Rispoli, he rounds up the top three. He's got 18 winners. As far as the trainers go, Bob Baffert's the leading trainer, 16 wins. Jeff Mullen's having a good meet. He's got 13 wins. And Mark Glatt has been on the leaderboard all meet. He's got 12. And for you, Ralph, favorites, 222 races, 105 winning favorites, 47.3%.
We got to get that down.
Well, it dipped from 48. We're going the right direction.
Yes, it is. That's for sure. John Lindo's Lindo Report is available right now for Santa Anita, covering all the races, a suggested late pick four, and all that goody information we just talked about, one comprehensive sheet, and a suggested coast-to-coast pick five with the Pick 5 offering between Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park, all on one comprehensive sheet for today It's here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge and exclusively here, complimentary to the race players, because they love race players here at the South Point. All right, John, let's get a winner.
I've got two for you. Let's go first to Gulfstream Park, since I did a sheet for Gulfstream Park today and Santa Anita.
Excuse me. Yes, okay, you did. That's right. You were doing Gulfstream because you thought that Santa Anita might be canceled. So you have two Lindo, complete Lindo reports here today, right?
Right, yeah. Okay. One for Gulfstream, one for Santa Anita. Let's go to Gulfstream, race number 7. Number 9, Fly the W, the real tough old veteran, is really out of starter conditions now because he hasn't started for a tag since 2022. So he runs for a $32,000 claiming tag today to get eligible for those starter races again. He's been a synthetic specialist, but he can handle turf. I think he's in a good spot here. Grab a win, get eligible for those races where he can be protected again. So 9 to 2 in the morning line, number 9, Fly the W, race number 7, Gulfstream Park.
And that, I guess, is why you get you told Jonathan Nardoon that his horse was scratched because it was in the same race originally. So now that we don't have a Sirocco play because his horse is out. In the 7th race, you like the 9, Fly the W, and that horse is running at Gulfstream Park, at least for now. The 7th race, number 9, Fly the W at Gulfstream. Now we'll go to Santa Anita.
Santa Anita, race number 7. I like the way number 4, Mother's Prayer, one coming down from Northern California last time, never took a deep breath, was breezing all the way around. A tougher spot in the Cowbird Allowance today, but he's good right now, and he's tactical. There's some speed to set him up. A repeat of that last race is probably good enough on the raise. So 7-2 in the program. Number 4, Mother's Prayer, right back, race 7, Santa Anita.
7th race, Santa Anita. Number 4, Mother's Prayer. The 4 in the 7th race, Santa Anita, is John Lindo's pick. Remember, 2 Lindo reports today, Gulfstream and Santa Anita, available only here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge. And, John, we will talk to you tomorrow. Happy Valentine's Day to you and to your better half. And make sure you take care of that better half for the entry.
Yep. We have dinner plans tonight, so, got to take a happy wife, happy life, Ralph. I've been told about 38 years worth of that.
And
so.
I'll bet you she's the first one to tell you.
Yes, she is. Happy Valentine's to our listeners as well.
You got it, John. Thanks. All right, now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by here at Jerry, and I'm sure that Jerry has some plans for Valentine's Day with his better half, too. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
I'm a lucky guy, so I have to make sure that I keep the luck going.
All right,
I'll
my
take
man.
Good care of her today.
You got two Power Page reports today. Your Jerry J's Power Page's full sheet for Santa Anita and at Aqueduct. I noticed that the rail, the inside was a little bit dead down the home stretch yesterday at Aqueduct. Do you concur?
Might have been, sure.
Okay. Let's get started with some picks then.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct for our first play, race number 5.
All righty.
Ruben Silvera is up for Rudy Rod, and I really like this horse. I just like the look on this horse an awful lot. He races regularly and seems to constantly be getting, into the right shape. He's in the right class. And his last race out, he had a very, very difficult trip, and I thought he showed really, really well in it. And with a better trip from the more inside post, he could be very tough. At 7-2, he's worth a play. I like the 3 over the 6-8-9. Then I'll reverse the 6-8-9 back over the 3. And the 3 is Ice Road. Not Ice Time, but Ice Road in race number 5.
All right. I'm glad you mentioned the horse's name. In the 5th race, the 3 Ice Road. The 3 Ice Road. There are two horses with the first name Ice in that race. So make sure you know it's number 3, Ice Road. And the link-ups include numbers 6, 8, and 9. And the other Ice horse is part of the link-ups as well. So you got the 3 over 6-8-9 and 6-8-9 over the 3. The 3 is the key. In the 5th race, the anchor race in both the pick 4 and the early pick 5 at Aqueduct. Okay, let's go to Santa Anita.
Just a quick comment. Public voices who handicap in this world that we listen to, who refer to horses by their number and don't use their name, are doing all of us a disservice. You must use the horse's name.
And that's why I made sure that you gave it to us. Okay, now, Santa Anita.
Yeah, let's go to the 7th race. I'll give you a little Sirocco play here, Ralph. I like number 3, Kerry Gold, at 8-1 for Daniel Azcarada. Again, came off a little freshening. This is second off the layup. Last out was really good. Again, a difficult trip, a better post position. The odds make this horse really attractive. I like the 3, I had it over the 5-7-8, reverse 5-7-8 over the 3, but the 3, Kerry Gold, that's my feature play in Papakia, and I'll add in John's 4 horse to my spread.
Okay, so the 3, Kerry Road, number 3, Kerry Road, and the 7th, the link-ups are now 4-5-7-8, 4-5-7-8 there in the 7th at Santa Anita, okay? All right, don't forget, Power Page is available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. Treat your better half like she's that important to you because she is. And one last thing to say, Jerry, you are going to say,
have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.